to another episode of the Web and Design Workshop. In today's episode, titled Mastering the Design Thinking Process from Start to Finish, we're diving deep into the world of design thinking, an innovative, user-centered approach to problem solving that fuels creativity and helps you craft better projects. Whether you're a seasoned developer or a budding designer, this episode will guide you through each phase of the process, helping you master design thinking from ideation to implementation. And now, introducing your host, Renee Gonzalez. Renee is the mastermind behind Virtual Enterprises, a dynamic company specializing in web development, graphic design, and marketing solutions. With years of experience and a passion for empowering both the web and design communities, Renee is here to share valuable insights that will elevate your projects and sharpen your creative edge. Let's get started.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Web and Design Workshop. I'm your host, Renee Gonzalez. And in today's episode, we're diving deep into the design thinking process, an essential framework for solving complex problems creatively and efficiently. Whether you're a web developer, designer, or entrepreneur, understanding and applying the design thinking process can take your projects to the next level. Today, we'll break it down step by step, and I'll share tips on how to implement it in real-world scenarios.
Segment 1. What is design thinking?
Design thinking is a user-centered approach to innovation. It focuses on understanding the people you're creating it for, challenging assumptions, and redefining problems in a way that leads to innovative solutions. There are 5 key stages to design thinking: emphasize, define, ideate, prototype, and test. These stages can be applied in any industry and work especially well in web development and design.
Segment 2, Design Thinking Breakdown.
Let's dive deeper into the 5 key stages of design thinking. The first one is empathize. The first stage is all about understanding the user's needs. This is where research comes in: interviews, surveys, or even observing users to understand their challenges. The second stage is define. In this stage, you clearly define the problem. Based on insights you've gathered, a well-defined problem statement sets the foundation for successful ideation. In the third stage is ideate. Here is where creativity kicks in. Brainstorm potential solutions, encourage out-of-the-box thinking, and don't hold back. In my experience, the best ideas often come from the least expected places. In the fourth stage of prototyping, now take those ideas and start building prototypes. These are low-cost, simplified versions of the product that you can test very quickly. And finally, testing. Test your prototypes with real users. Gather feedback, refine, and iterate. This cycle can repeat until you're satisfied with the outcome.
Segment 3, real life application.
In this segment, I'd like to interject some real life examples. I used the design thinking process in one of my recent projects at Virtual Enterprises. I'd like to integrate a personal live example by my experience using these key stages. I used the design thinking process of one of my recent projects at Virtual Enterprises, where we redesigned a website. After empathizing with users through surveys, we defined a clear problem and ideated multiple solutions, eventually testing a simplified prototype within a group of users.
Hints and tips of application.
So to start applying design thinking, get comfortable with rapid iteration. It is not about getting it done the first time right. It's about learning from each and improving each way along. Okay, that's a wrap on today's episode of the Web and Design Workshop. I hope this breakdown of the design thinking process helps you in your future projects, whether you're designing a website or building a new app. Now it's your turn. Have you used design thinking in your work? I'd love to hear your experiences, so feel free to share them with me on social media.
Closing up today's show, a sneak peek into the next topic.
In our next episode, we'll talk about the importance of user experience, the UX in web and design, and how you can create products that users love. You don't want to miss the next one. See you then.